Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The hot seat here is our buddy Adam McAlvey. How you doing, man?
Where's the burgers?
Your off day wasn't much of an off day, was it?
Yeah, it was like a half day where I was here in the morning and then didn't go to the game and whatever. What else are you going to do? So that woke me up a little bit yesterday afternoon. And
did you expect it?
No. I mean, I shouldn't say that on live radio as the beat reporter, but I didn't. I really thought that it was two guaranteed years left and an option year that was going to get picked up. So it was basically 3 years to go. I thought it was going to be this coming winter that they looked at it. I'm curious to kind of hear whether this was something that simmered for a long time or whether it happened fast, who went first, how it came to be, because I think that's going to be a fascinating part of this story, because it's not the deal as I was kind of thinking about what I thought a Yelich extension would look like. It looks good for the team right now.
It looks great for the team.
But I mean, still, if you think about it from the team's point of view, think about the risk that they're taking.
Right.
A player that's going into his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves the player at 27, 28.
Right.
There's tremendous risk, and it's not just now like guessing or anecdotal. Believe me, they've got data on
analytics says 27 to 30 is your peak.
And then after that, it
begins to slow.
And it happens quickly.
Yeah.
So there's definitely risk from the team's point of view in a deal like this, especially for a team that's not going to be a $200+ million payroll team. This, even if it's a lower number than maybe Nolan Arenado and Mike Trout and some of those deals that you maybe had in mind. Mike Trout's younger and just different.
Yeah.
So that's not a good one. But Arenado.
But I mean, numerically, I mean, statistically.
Sure.
He's
but
been
just
better.
At a different
Christian
point.
Yelich has been better.
At a different point in his.
Right.
Career and age and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. I just think it like your first reaction is, wow, that's a good deal for the team. But that can change quickly with the passage
right.
of time.
No, I completely
And we've
agree.
Seen that. And look, that's one of the things that I think was irritating about this offseason is no matter what. Like, I'm the sounding board for everybody's frustration, and so are you. You know how that is. And the Brewers are cheap. Everyone was mad about the deals they made, that they didn't bring back Moustakas.
Right.
They didn't put 4 years into Yasmani Grandal. Everybody wants those deals when they're signing Christian Yelich, coming off first and second in the NL MVP. And then everybody's mad when the deal turns. Everyone's mad about the Supon deal when it went bad. And everyone's mad about Randy Wolf when it went bad. And Matt Garza.
Well, even for a short period of time, Ryan Braun.
Well, Ryan Braun, I still hear stuff about, he's got a shoulder thing going on right now.
Yeah.
And he's glass. He's 36 years old.
Right.
That's what that stuff like that's going to happen to Christian Yelich in year 9 of this contract. And you have to live with that, and you sort of buy the years at the front end and deal with the years at the back end. It's so rare that there's a contract that's not the story of the deal.
And I said this too. I said, let's just say his numbers remain solid for a couple of things. If he would have had another MVP season, his numbers become astronomical. And at that point in time, you don't know if you can even sign him. So it benefits the club to get him done early and get him done for a little bit less money. In addition, he gets, he's secure the rest of his life. He never has to worry about it. But in addition to that, it's a friendly enough contract that they can look at him and say, hey, I haven't seen the details. I would assume there's going to be some no-trade clauses in there. But if, let's just say, he still performs well, but everything else around him begins to fall apart and the team just needs to go through a rebuild, it's friendly enough, unlike the Braun contract at a certain point in time, where you can still trade that money off and get prospects in return, because I'm sure there's going to be a team or two out there that will be willing to take that on because it's not an astronomical deal.
Yeah, I still would say I still want to see the details of it, and we're all working on that, obviously, because that could change that equation somewhat. Let's see how the money
how
is distributed and how it's structured. You know, I wonder whether there's some of it. I shouldn't even say, but they're in a position right now where they might want to spend some of that money now up front and then have the numbers go down as time goes by. So we'll see how that works out. But it was, you know, it kind of yesterday was like an aha, because you see all the moves they made in the offseason, and why are they worried about saving $1 million here on Eric Thames and a couple million here on Zach Davies and Chase Anderson? And now it all comes together, like they were just moving the resources around, signing all of these, a lot of one-year deals plus an option that give you tremendous flexibility. And it just opened up the financial picture to do this and then be able to make your future moves around this as the centerpiece.
It's certainly exciting, and if you're a Brewers fan and you heard the news yesterday, I mean, Twitter just blew up from Brewers fans, just, you know, elated by the deal. So thinking of everything in the positive nature, now you've been down here since the beginning, so give me the overall look of what you think of this team thus far.
That it is very different, but that it came together quickly, because you're not talking about like new guys who haven't been in the big leagues. Mm-hmm. It's all these guys who've been in the big leagues. They know what it takes to put a team together. A lot of them have moved teams before, and it sort of gelled very quickly. And I don't know, Bill, if I've said this on you, I've said it on some of the other shows where I do. The idea that the way that they've marshaled their pitching in the last couple of years is now what's happening to the offense. Lots of moving pieces. You know, last year the Brewers didn't have an innings qualifier. They didn't have a guy throw 162 innings for the first time in 50 years as a franchise. And it's going to look, I think, the same on the offensive side. Yelich plays every day. Hira plays every day. I think a lot of the other guys are going to get, like, you know, if they get maybe 500 at-bats, 450, there's going to be a lot of guys in that, like, 300 to 500 at-bat range.
Right.
Because there's going to be pieces moving all over. And the thing about Craig Counsell says, you know, they do feel covered if when something happens to Christian Yelich, who's, you know, he'll go down with the back at some point.
Right.
Ryan Braun's thumb will act up at some point. Lorenzo Cain's thumb will act up at some point. They feel like they are well covered with other big league players to deal with that.
So one of the things that when you start to look at this team, you say, okay, if Hira, is he bulletproof from the sophomore slump? You know what I mean? Because it's inevitable that it's going to happen. I don't imagine his OPS is going to be over 9 again this year. If it is, it's great. But I would assume he's going to take a dip back. Then Orlando Arcia, who's having a tremendous spring, can he then continue that into April? Will Sogard be the answer down at third base? You know what I mean? All these things. I started to go through it in the offseason. I said, if this happens, and I harken back to the last year of Ron Renneke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, if all these things happen, it's going to be great. But if they don't, it's really going to be somewhat of a disappointing season, but you need Arcia, but they back that up in case he doesn't. You know what I mean? They have enough depth in the infield. Brock Holt is a guy that can move around and play many different positions. Morrison's a guy that's going to bring him a lot of power, and I liked what Craig Counsell had to say when Morrison said, I don't want to go to the minors. I'm a big leaguer, you know. And he said, I'd say the same damn thing, you know, without a doubt. So it seems like you said, that there's a lot of areas that they're covered in. And I like the term yesterday that David Stearns used. He says, we know how to manipulate the roster.
Yeah.
Where it's, they're telling 40 guys, you're all going to play.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
That's the biggest thing. And if we've learned anything in this Stearns Council regime, it's that don't get hung up on the opening day roster.
Right.
That's probably always been true in baseball, but it is so much truer now than it's ever been. They've used, I think it's 30 pitchers in each of the last three seasons.
Yeah, you said that the other day when we were talking to Craig.
And lots of, I mean, it's not even the full 40-man roster. It goes beyond 40. They just use a ton of guys, and I just don't think there's going to be lots of up and down, Lots of players moving all over the diamond. A few guys in there every day. It's a different way of running a team. It's doing it with depth, and it creates this angst because you look at the roster and their offseason moves, and it's Eric Sogard and Justin Smoak and Jed Jerko and Omar Narvaez and Eric Lauer, and, oh, my God, who are these guys?
But a lot has to go right for this team to
have
success.
Well, sure, but I think that's always going to be the case with this team, number one, unless you're just going to – be the Yankees and sign everybody
right.
you want to get.
Well, even the Yankees between Judge and Stanton, they're limping into the season.
Oh my
right
God!
Now.
Look at that. Paxton is hurt, and so many of their guys are down. So they're dealing with it too. And if a team like the Brewers were to build a team like that, and those couple of guys go down, you're in huge trouble.
Yeah.
This team, because of the way they've built it, they feel they've But you're right. A lot of things definitely need to go right.
To go right.
I mean, there's no getting around that. That's maybe just baseball in Milwaukee.
If you had to say, other than take the Christian Yelich story out of the mix, is there two or three stories down here that are really intriguing right now?
Well, not to pump my own story that I just wrote, but I think if
pump the hell out of it, we don't care.
If sign stealing were not such a big deal around baseball right now, I think there is a huge story about technology taking hold, especially on the pitching side, mm-hmm. in the way pitchers are shaping, engineering pitches and new equipment to get hitters out. This used to be a Trevor Bauer story. It was a Houston Astros story
right.
before the sign stealing. They were the team that installed all the cameras. I mean, we're sitting here. We were watching Corey Ray and I think it was Jace Peterson taking some BP off the machine.
And they got a camera set up.
They got a camera set up. And they're also, beyond that, collecting data from TrackMan that's behind all the mounds here. And when the pitchers are throwing live, they're getting all this data. And the pitcher, instead of working with the coach on, say, a guy's got a new slider. Everybody here is the slider is the pitch for the Brewers. Instead of working on that and talking about feel and looking at some video afterwards maybe, they're out there on the mound with this stuff right around them. Carlos Brizuela, for a lot of the live BPs, is standing behind the mound with an iPad. The guy will throw a pitch that feels good. He'll turn around and ask a question about it. And they're looking at, like, graphs of the spin rate and the axis and all the things. So they're engineering pitches. And that is the hugest change about this new facility in the lab and the money that they invested in Maryvale is it has totally changed the way, especially pitchers prep. And the hitters are now behind because they did all the swing – the launch angle revolution stuff in the off seasons, but the immediacy with pitchers are doing it now is way better because they can simulate game action a lot better. For a hitter, you have to stand in against a pitcher, and unless you're going to like pay college pitchers to come in and pitch, you can't do it. So the next thing is going to be virtual reality.
Yeah, well,
and that's the next thing.
We know
in
that's coming. Yeah,
yeah, and it's a ways away. So you know, look, that's maybe not interesting to a lot of people who want to know about the players, but to me that is such a huge story and such a dramatic change in just like 2 years of the ways what spring training is all about.
Yeah, there's for those that are kind of listening, there's electrical cords out all over the field. There's cameras behind.
Stuff.
Yeah, there's cameras behind the pitcher's mound, off to the side of home plate. They're getting guys swings. I mean, you're right about the technological side of
it. Do we have time for one more observation on a baseball point of view?
Can you stay for one more second?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. We'll take a quick break. We got Adam McAlvey with us here. So for the next 5-10 minutes, we're going to hang out with Adam. We are broadcasting live at the American Family Fields of Phoenix. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We'll come back with more of Adam coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Baseball is back for the 2020 season.
Play ball!
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Show, broadcasting live from spring training in Maryvale, Arizona. Presented by Concordia University, Wisconsin's Veterans Service Department.
Welcome back to the program. Hey, this portion of the program down here at American Family Fields of Phoenix brought to you by our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They handle it all. They'll measure it. They'll custom manufacture it, install it. They'll service it. They'll back it with a warranty. They got it all going on over there, and they got better than bank financing. Right now, zero payments, 5 months, and zero APR financing for 5 years on qualifying projects to approve credit, or 50% off on painting and staining and getting all the products in your home, matching it all up. Great people over there at Pella Windows and Doors. 9 styles of windows to fit your particular taste, to whether it's vinyl or fiberglass or wood. And I've got these things in my house, and I can absolutely positively swear by them. They are just the best I've ever owned, hands down, especially when it comes to the patio door. You can move that thing with one finger. It is fantastic. Check out PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Here in the broadcast booth with our good buddy Adam McAlvey of MLB.com and Brewers.com. So you were telling us about some of the technological aspects of of baseball here. What's another one?
Just the in terms of storylines that have really, to me, led the headlines here. It's a couple of young guys who came in, man, really, really focused and intent. One, Keston Hira, on building off last season. And then two, Freddie Peralta / Corbin Burns on kind of moving past last season.
Yeah.
I think that has been pretty striking to a lot of the people in the room, the way that they've come in here. For Hira, it's been out there every morning with Bob Misick, their infield
coordinator. I was going to say, they're redoing the way he plays defense,
everything.
Basically. Yeah.
They talk about it, and it's something that I've talked to Bob about. It's a story on the list once we get through this Yelich week that I think is worth telling. They started over on defense with footwork up. It all starts with the feet. So that's a really been, and Hira has been out there grinding every morning at dawn on this. And then for Peralta and Burns, it's, you know, Peralta pitching winter ball, getting that new slider, and Burns basically being here all winter in the lab, remaking his arsenal around this elite, crazy slider that produces readings that nobody has seen before.
Yeah.
And those two guys have looked good in these games.
Lowers looked good, too.
Eric Lowers, another one.
He's
another
one that's been
really
good.
Probably broader, like their pitching, they're very encouraged by. Now, again, it's what is the date?
Right.
They have
to
do it in.
Yeah.
They have to do it in the season, but I would say that the some of the stuff that the young pitchers have done has really impressed. And man, I mean, if you wanna say Corbin Burns is done and garbage and toast, those are the words that fans use whenever I write anything about him. Fine, it's your right, you know, but I wouldn't do that. I would not bet against him still being a really good major league pitcher.
Both of those guys pitch well, man, and only does nothing but solidify that bullpen.
But look, it's spring training, and everybody's so hopeful,
right?
And that's what we do down here.
Well, you know what? Optimism reigns supreme, because right now everybody's in first place.
Yeah, and they'll stay that way for a couple more weeks, right?
Are you going out with Yelich tonight? Is he buying?
Shock you, but he doesn't invite me out to dinner. He's got bigger friends.
I thought you had an in.
No.
I wasn't sure. So. Well, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it. Good to see you again. Absolutely. There you go. Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.